Hello and welcome to Cyprus Beat, your daily news briefing brought to you by the Cyprus Mail News Team. I'm Jonathan Shkurko with the latest news from the island.
First up, a total of 63 candidacies were submitted at the Philoxenia Conference Center in Nicosia on Wednesday for June's European Parliament elections. 61 of them are backed by parties and there are two independents. They are all fighting for the 6 places at the European Parliament allotted to Cyprus. DC leader Anita Dimitriou led her announcement of the party's candidates on the theme of strength, saying her party has the strongest team of candidates and that a strong DC means a strong Cyprus in Europe. Earlier, Akel were among the first to announce their candidates, with party leader Stefanos Stefanou saying his party does not just go to Europe to clap our hands, but to make demands. When he presented his party's candidates, DICO leader Nicolas Papadopoulos highlighted his party's historical ties with Cyprus's European Union accession, noting that it was President Spyros Kyprianou who signed Cyprus into the customs union and his own father Tasos Papadopoulos who led the country into the EU and into the Eurozone. Moving on, the war between the legal service and audit office is creating a climate of intimidation. The latter charged on Wednesday as steps to remove Auditor General Odysseas Mihailidis from his post are expected to be filed imminently. Deputy Attorney General Savas Angelidis said in an interview on Sunday that there was no other recourse left to remove Auditor General Odysseas Mihailidis from his post other than going to the Supreme Court. Angelidis outlined some very serious accusations against Mihailidis, and yet no action has been taken, the spokesman for the audit office Marios Petridis said. The Cyprus Mail, however, understands that the legal service will indeed move to initiate proceedings by the end of the week, meaning Thursday or Friday. Elsewhere, MPs on Thursday proposed 6 bills aimed at regulating the issue of multiple pensions and the retirement age limit for state officials during a House Ethics Committee meeting. The 6 proposals were signed by the committee head Dimitris Dimitriou, AKEL MP Irini Haralambidou, Greens MP Stavros Papadouris and Independent MP Alexandra Talidis. An additional bill was also proposed by Haralambidou, calling for a 90% tax on pensions amounts exceeding 70,000 euros annually for current state officials. Meanwhile, Cyprus was among 10 other countries which were honored at a ceremony on Wednesday to celebrate 20 years since acceding to the European Union, ahead of the May 1st anniversary. At a moving event held at the EU Parliament in Strasbourg to celebrate the largest ever enlargement of the bloc in 2004, 10 young people from each of the accession countries asked officials who were part of the accession questions about the importance of joining the EU. In our small country of Cyprus, we knew how exposed we were economically and geopolitically, Kyriakos Yalouridis, the first Cypriot born on May 1, 2004, said. Above all, Cypriots hope for security and stability. Today we feel we have both, he said. Meanwhile, Wednesday also marked exactly 20 years since a referendum was held on whether to reunite Cyprus under the Annan Plan on April 24, 2004. While 65% of Turkish Cypriots voted in favor of the plan, an even larger majority, 76% of Greek Cypriots voted against it, and thus the plan was never implemented and Cyprus remains divided to this day. Reaction to the referendum's failure was mixed at the time, when then-President Tasos Papadopoulos and Turkish Cypriot leader Rauf Denktaş both having agreed that his rejection was in their interests. And finally, levels of dust in Cyprus's atmosphere are not expected to reach the levels seen in Greece in recent days, the Met Office said on Wednesday. Some of the dust clouds seen over Greece will make its way toward our region. It will not be near the levels seen in Greece, though, a Met Office representative told the Cyprus Mail. He added that levels of dust in Cyprus's atmosphere are expected to increase through Wednesday evening and Thursday, but that the dust is expected to dissipate and air quality will improve on Friday.
And that is all we have time for today. Thank you for listening. Cyprus Beat will return tomorrow. For more news, analysis, and content, please visit cyprus-mail.com.